This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How much do you want to win? There are people out there that are wondering, are you like, do you have the killer instinct to win? How much do you want to win in the NFL?
Shoot, I mean, that's why I play the game. You play the game to win, and that's what we're all, you know, spending so much time doing, you know, winning. I think, you know, losing is the opportunity to learn from it and build it, but shoot, winning is the ultimate goal playing this game, and that's what you play for, to win Super Bowls. And you know, it starts with us with winning each week, and I wouldn't be doing anything for anything else besides winning.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Patriots quarterback Drake May, about a half hour ago here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. If you missed that interview, you know the spiel. You can download the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and listen to it on your phone. Rewind it. Go to iHeart, any of those apps. Or a little promo here. You can stick around for about an hour because The Drive today, we will replay the Drake May interview.
Here on EEI?
Yeah, right here on EEI, where some jackal, some jackal in the media asked the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots how much he wants to win. Is he dedicated
Who
to win?
Who dare had the stones to do that?
Nah, I'm just in it for the money.
Stiz, don't shake your bleeping head at me.
You are, Andrew.
Wait, there's people asking that question of the head coach, and worse yet, the head coach answered it. If the head coach had blown off Chris Curtis this morning, if you just blown him off, that's a dumbass question.
Can we hear that one again, actually?
Yeah. Stiz, if you have the Chris Curtis, the abbreviated answer,
yes,
and then
the Cliff's Notes question.
Not the original question. We can mock that at a later time. Okay, here's Chris Curtis talking to Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show.
Are you concerned at all about how important it is for Drake May to win? Do you think it's the most important thing for him?
God, I hope so. I mean, I hope winning is as important for everybody. And I want the best from everybody. I want a competitive spirit. And if I don't see that, you know, then we'll have to make decisions and changes at every level. I don't see that. I think that he wants to be at times perfect. And I need to get past that. We all have to get past that. You need to be precise and not perfect. And if you make a mistake, it's the reaction that you have to the mistake that everybody sees. And then they're like, oh, wow, that was a mistake. We have to clean our reactions up. You know, our responses have to be much better. And then getting into the flow because you see really good timing and precision and accuracy. And then we see some other misses. But yeah, I don't ever concern myself with that. I just want the better performance, more consistent, and continue to grow as a leader and make sure that there is a command to what we're doing, that this is the situation, this is the play. Those are the things that I'm focused on.
So I need to ask, was that Mike Vrabel, Sam Kennedy, or Craig Breslow? Because there was a lot of effing words there.
Yeah.
I don't really know what the hell he's talking about. It feels like he swallowed a freaking motivational book or something.
Well, there's a difference between precision and like what?
Yes, Dan Ball, if you understand it, explain it to me.
No. I was going to say that he could have stopped his answer four words in because that's all
I
needed
to
hear.
That's it. Yeah. That's all I needed. Yeah.
Is he a winner? God, I hope so. So you don't know. It's still wishful thinking to think that he's going to be. That's all I needed to hear. Everything else was just words.
And then he got into body language and reaction to mistakes, and that was the root of my question to Drake.
That's where it rambled.
The micro analyzation of what he's doing. So we all know that Mike Vrabel wasn't happy with him in the way he celebrates success on the practice field, because we saw a whole freaking clip go viral about that, right? Go celebrate with your teammates.
Hey, come on, Drake, how many touchdowns did you score last year?
Now is he bitching about, is he having a negative reaction to when he has a negative play? Is that what Mike Vrabel's bitching about in that answer? Because I didn't like it. Because is he not supposed to have a negative reaction? Do you want no emotion, only positive emotion?
I'm kind of
annoyed with Mike Vrabel's answer there.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie to you.
But here's the million. But and then the natural follow up for me would be,
how
much more deck? How much more runway do we need to clear? There were some PFF stats that our guy Brian Farzocco, you have to say it that way, shared with us in our pre-show rundown.
I don't think you do.
You don't?
I'd prefer you didn't.
Oh, no. You guys didn't have that in your contract?
No.
Oh, you guys can
just
say
you, my friend.
Okay.
Just
so
you.
Anyway, so Farzocco shared with us the PFF stats that in a clean pocket, Drake May yesterday was spectacular. But then when the pocket was dirty.
Spectacular strong.
Okay, he was good.
Good.
Okay, he played well. How about that?
Yeah.
But then when the pocket was dirty or he was on the run or felt pressure, he did not play so well.
Yeah.
Okay, that happens with a lot of quarterbacks.
Yes.
But this makes me wonder, hey, for a guy that can scoot, run, and scamper, boot, and rally like he does, shouldn't he be especially good at throwing on the run, throwing under duress, throwing when things aren't optimal? It then makes me think, oh, man, how much more deck and or runway do we have to clear for this guy? Get rid of the backups. Everything has to be clean. Let's make sure we have a nice pocket for Mr. May. Okay, makeup, lights, are we good?
I take it the other way, actually.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Like, you're making it, with the voice you added to that, too, like, that this is some sort of Diva Drake thing. Like, JD Drew, everything has to be perfect for him to play.
Yeah, like,
and
it's
this,
not going to be perfect. It's going to be rainy. You're going to have
other
a
way.
Face full of Max Crosby.
Stop trying to make me something I'm not. This feels like a dysfunctional relationship. When the husband, they get married, and like 2 years in, she's like, you know how you never put your socks away, and you know how you live off the floor, and you know how we need to change all that. And it's like, wait a minute. You married me. You married what
you knew
I am right now.
I never put the seat down.
You're not changing all of this right now. Like, I don't. That answer really bothered me because it does seem like they are micro-analyzing, critiquing, nagging, whatever word you might use for your ex-wife or your ex-girlfriend, feels like they're doing to Drake May.
Is this a bad marriage?
Let him play. You picked him. Hey, Mike Vrabel, you picked him.
Picked who, Drake May?
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Drake May was already here. He
didn't have to
take the job. There were other jobs out there.
I thought you were talking about Josh McDaniels and Drake May.
No.
Is that the bad marriage?
I don't like this whole...
It's a little early.
It feels like they're trying to do what we asked them to do. So this is a little bit of our... So we did say Josh Allen was torn down and built up by Brian Daboll, right?
Correct.
They're tearing down Drake May. It feels like they're tearing him down. I don't know if they're doing it in a efficient, productive way. If you make him start to think too much, and you make him start to doubt himself, and you make him start to lose confidence, and you make him start to think about things like how I celebrate, how I make a face if I throw an interception, should he be happy if he throws an interception?
No.
So isn't it okay to have some negative reaction?
Did Tom Brady send an evite out to people after he threw picks?
He would get so mad on the football field.
And we loved that about him.
Thank you. And we let him be him. We let him be him.
It's like you always used to say about Belichick, oh, you guys loved it when he was a dink to you guys afterwards because you were winning.
And you weren't. Belichick's another good example. He was an a-hole, right?
Mm-mm.
He was your a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
You let him be an a-hole.
Our a-hole.
You embraced his a-holeness, and that led you to 9 Super Bowls with 6 wins. At some point, do they need to accept Drake May for who he is? I'm not saying you stop coaching, and I'm not saying he's like this generational talent where you just, oh, my God. But, remember LeSean McCoy? I'll get to you in a minute, Dan Ball. I'm rolling here for a second.
That's fine.
I'm angry.
Take your time.
I didn't think this would go into shady country.
Remember how he used to run with the ball?
Sure.
With one hand?
Yep.
You don't coach that. You shouldn't coach that. But at some point,
no one ever has.
But then at some point, you realize this guy's pretty freaking good, and he's really... Walter Payton did the same thing. You're going to tell Walter, hey, Walter, make sure you have 7 points of contact and tuck the ball away. Hey, Walter,
you can't tell
just
Walter.
Go score. Just go score. So, at some point, you liked what you saw from Drake May at North Carolina, correct?
Someone did enough to want to take him third overall.
And Mike Vrabel liked what he saw from Drake May from afar enough
to take the job. Yeah.
And yet now it feels
same with Josh.
You want to change everything about Drake May. His faces, his celebrations, how much he thinks, how much he runs, how much he doesn't
run. Did they not do... Well, let me ask you this. Sometimes
let Drake cook.
Sometimes you say, I think you're just saying that to play to the bet. You're playing to the masses.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
That answer really bothered me this morning, and I wasn't sure how much it bothered me till we played it
again. Till you played it again.
And then
now you're like, now it really bothered me.
Yeah, now I heard it the way I thought I heard it, and it resonated
with me
the way I thought.
Haven't you ever bought a car, like, or heard of people that have bought a car, like a house on face value, or like they looked at the car and they're like, oh, everyone says it's a great car. But you didn't actually take it for a test drive?
Right.
Could there be a case of Vrabel or McDaniels didn't know all the little details about Drake? Now they're becoming more familiar with him and thinking, wow, we have more work to do than we thought.
Or like, you know, you bought a truck and then you're like, huh, it's kind of a trucky ride. Yeah, no crap. It's a truck. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize I'd be so high off the ground.
If you wanted a luxury sedan ride, you probably should have bought a luxury sedan. And that's how I'm starting to feel about this. And again, he answered that question fine, but that was the root of me asking him, like, the micro analysis. Because I saw people, and this isn't just a Vrabel thing, people didn't like the look of Drake May at the podium last night.
Jeez, text line, take it easy. The kid's better than most. What? I'm telling you.
I don't know if he's good or bad, but don't, like.
No, but, like, the fact that people are out on him, he's not even started one full season, number one. Number two, I told you, he's still learning so much. It looks like he's thinking he's not playing. There's way too much
wouldn't
of that
you be
going
thinking
on
too?
Right now.
If they said to you and, this, if they said, Fitzy, well, don't run unless you really have to run. And when you do run, make sure you slide and don't take a hit. But unless you
don't
need to get a first down.
Unless you could do this.
And also,
but also,
throw the ball, but don't throw the ball if it's not a good throw and if the guy's not really open. Also, remember which receiver you're throwing to. And oh, by the way, if it ends up being a touchdown, make sure you sprint down the field and sell.
Yeah.
If it's an interception, make sure you don't show any emotion.
Gosh. Yeah.
Your head would be like, oh my God, what the hell have I gotten myself into?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So, when is the timeline? End of the year? Mid-season?
For what?
To say, this is what Drake is.
No, I don't think you can. I mean, Baker Mayfield's the perfect example. He was terrible, he was great, he was terrible again, and now he's great again.
No, he was great first.
Like.
Then terrible.
There's not, Dan Ball, what's the phrase I like?
Inconsistent development?
Development is not linear?
Yes, there you go.
Development is not always linear.
In 5 years, if you had to bet, will Drake May be the quarterback of the Patriots?
Yes. Why are you smirking back there? Why?
Because you're like,
maybe I heard differently, but that's fine. My ears are going. I'm getting old.
No, if I had to bet, if they get out of his way and let
him
play,
text line,
he'll be fine.
617-779-7937. 978. Want to know why he's thinking? Because his footwork blows. Now, that was the thing last year.
Wait, I thought we fixed that with Van Pelt.
Well, bring him back.
Bedard was saying that, too, about his feet being narrow.
Super sloppy.
You drafted him out of UNC with questionable mechanics. Everything about him is unorthodox. If you pay attention, the arm angle, the dip, the hesitation to the right side, the footwork, there's a lot of questions about his style. Fitzy, how many yards did he put up at UNC 2 years ago? Or three, or whatever,
like
the hell?
5,500. Like, he led the United States of college football in total yards from scrimmage.
Did he have different footwork that year? Different arm angle? Different throwing motion?
It was all sloppy doodle, but it worked.
So it worked.
Yeah.
That's my point. And I'm not saying, because this is, I'm not saying Drake May equal Walter Payton.
Here he comes.
But sometimes you have to accept the unorthodox.
Correct.
Because it works. Kevin Youkilis.
Phillip Rivers had the ugliest throwing motion in the history of time.
Right. Did you try to fix it?
Well, I didn't personally. But
do you think they did? I don't really know, but
I might have thought about it, but they didn't.
Kevin Youkilis. Hey, don't put your hand halfway up the bat. Put it all the way down the ball.
Shut up. It works for me.
Right. Like, at some point, maybe give him less. I think they need to give him less.
So
Vrabel even admitted it. Now I'm putting all Vrabel's words against him. I'm putting it all together. The morning show, he's questioning this and that about Drake, and then he said, do you have too much on his plate? Yes. You've given him too much, but I don't think it's schematically too much. I think it is naggingly
mechanically
too much. Naggingly. It's the nagging. Nagging, 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 nagging. Stop doing this. Stop doing that. Start doing this. Start doing that. Hey, can I play football? Been playing football for a while now. I was pretty good a couple years ago at UNC. Made some plays last year. You might have seen. Go ask the Titans. Lasted 12 seconds. Best 12 seconds of my life.
And like, then someone says, all those. Hey, how'd that game go for you? Well, we lost.
Well, the receiver didn't come back from the ball. Yes, Dan Ball?
Was it a week or two ago when we heard how Josh McDaniels is so much more detailed in his headset beforehand, calling out every single detail?
Yes.
Maybe that's not the positive that it was taken away to be. Just call the play, give him an attaboy, and let him go and do his thing.
What is
something like that?
Why is he's a gamer.
Why is the text line saying to check Jalen Polk's Snapchat stories?
Jalen Polk's Snapchat stories. I have no idea what
that is. Does anyone there have Snapchat? Check it.
I have no idea. But
it's not 2020.
Probably something we could have discussed during the break that we're coming up on.
The problem is going to be that he is going to continue to think too much. And he is not. Athletes, a lot of them, yes, of course, much of this is coaching, and then you develop instinct based on the coaching and repetition and shooting 10,000 free throws and 500 threes after the game and making this throw over and over again and reading defenses and being a maniac like Brady, such that you make yourself what your coordinator and what you ultimately want yourself to be. But with a guy like Drake May, a lot of this is, I referenced this to a friend over the weekend. Someone was like, what do you think May's like? I was like, well, Hart says he's kind of like a tall North Carolina Favre that's just not as caustic. And I don't think that that is a bad spin on it at all.
At some point,
sometimes you just
have
to just say, like, you know what he's going to do? That's what he's going to do. Same guy that is going to throw, like, run into traffic or a sack is going to be also the guy that can run around for 12 seconds against the Titan and complete a pass.
Let's squeeze in a phone call, 617-779-7937. We see you lining up. Ed in Maine. What's up, Ed?
Hey, how are you guys? Listen, I've been listening for 30 years. You guys just nailed it. Let Drake cook. I mean, I played line in high school and college, and I was terrible. So wasn't the rest of us. But we had a quarterback that could just wing it and get us out of jams and let him run, let him throw. I mean, every time, if I heard him say, oh, he overthrew this guy, he's freaking throwing 8 yards. Let him throw, you know, 30, 40, 50 yards. I think the kid can go.
Thanks for the call, Ed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let Drake cook. 617-779-7937. Where's your confidence level in Drake May? Is he a winner? Are they overcoaching him? Are they making him think too much? Are they taking the good away while they try to take the bad away? Do they need to let him play with more freedom? More Drake May talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.